Carla McDermott, wife of Glentoran manager Mick McDermott, left Northern Ireland and her entire family yesterday and flew nearly 4,000 miles to Dubai in order to trigger her visa application to the Home Office. Carla has no guarantee she'll be allowed to return and told Belfast Live that her kids have been in tears. She said she'd been suffering heart palpitations and cold sweats as panic sets in, and that the thought of leaving my children, of leaving Mick and the possibility of not being able to get back to them, is awful. Mick is with me now. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for talking to us. You've been married for 23 years.
Yes, that's correct.
How are you feeling about this?
Well, it's a little bit disturbing when we just have to separate the family like this, you know. I understand there's a process, but surely there's bigger picture than processes that we need to take into account here.
And set this out for me, what's happened. How long had you been living in Northern Ireland?
Well, we relocated the family back here last July. The kids started school in September. I was still travelling for work out of the country, and Carla was still travelling in and out to maintain her residency in Dubai. So she was entering the UK here on basically tourist visas. So she was coming in and out so she wouldn't break any laws or basically maintain her legal status. So she's been coming in and out of the country since July, August last year. We were waiting to start this process of applying for the residency. But number one, you need to have a job or financial sort of resources to apply. I was able to get those financial resources about February this year, and then I started a job with Glentoran Football Club in March. So the first moment we could upload the documents was actually in September. So we uploaded those documents, we've applied, we've paid all the fees, and now part of that process apparently is that she has to leave the country for, it's usually 8 to 12 weeks. We paid an extra fee to reduce that to 6 to 8.
Why does she have to leave the country? I don't understand. Why would you have to do that during her application?
Apparently, the process, everything's uploaded, and then to trigger that going live, you have to leave either your last port of entry or a country of your residence. Because we were resident in Dubai, she's went there, and we asked, could we stay? Could we avoid leaving? And they said no. They have to go, and she's got her meeting today in a few hours' time, actually. But at that meeting, she has to surrender her passport and her documents, and then we wait for them to make a decision. Now, when that decision could be, nobody knows.
So she could be waiting months?
Well, we've heard stories of people here in Northern Ireland, one family here from around the Jordanstown area, they've been waiting a year. So the father's been out of the country for a year waiting to get his approval. So we're confident that, well, we meet all the criteria.
So she could be away from her kids for a year?
It's at the discretion of the Home Office, yeah. So we do meet the criteria. Our lawyer has told us we meet the criteria. So we're the thing that we're hoping for now is a speedy process. And look, the main reason we brought this up was not just about myself and Carla. There's hundreds and thousands of cases like this going on at the minute in the UK, where families are separated, they're split up. So the main reason we went sort of public with this was to highlight that this process doesn't work.
And how is she going to cope with away from the children?
Well, thankfully we have friends and we have some family that are still in UAE, but on this side of the pond, I mean, how are the children going to cope? To give you an example, Sod's Law, wake up this morning and my youngest boy, 9 years old, he's sick, so he can't go to school this morning. So now I can't go to work. So I'm actually sitting in my home with my 9-year old. I can't go to work. He can't go to school. So it affects a lot of things in a lot of ways. You know, there's a sort of a trickle down effect of families being separated. You know, you got to call in family members and friends, and look, the support's been brilliant. People have offered support, and that's been really good. I think the public sort of outcry about this has been sort of overwhelming. The support's been great, but yeah, it's hard on the kids.
And you're the manager of Glentoran now. I used to be a season ticket holder of Glentoran when I was a young boy, many, many 30-odd years ago. Is it affecting your job?
Well, I mean, as an example today, I mean, it's a it's a demanding job. I mean, I'm also on the board at the club, so I'm a director as well as being the head coach and manager. And with the club being bought over, or investment coming in only a few months ago, there's a complete rebuild and restructure of the club, the team, and put back the club back to where it was at its, in its heyday. So it's a full-on, full-time, 24-hour-a-day job, you know, managing the team, sitting on the board. So I don't have a lot of time at home anyway with the kids. So Carla steps in and takes over that role. And now she's not here, it would be foolish of me to say it won't affect the job. Yes, it will affect the job. But I'll survive and do it. But, yeah, the hardest thing is on the children.
Well, listen, I hope you get it sorted. We've got a statement in here from the home office. Ms. McDermott has made an appointment to submit her biometric data, after which we can begin processing her application. So, you know, I guess there's an inference in there that she hasn't completed her application.
Yeah, I've read that sort of inferences. You know, what you do is you upload everything, you pay your fees. You know, it's upwards of, I think, £3,000 for the privilege of this hassle. I worry about the families that are in my situation who can't afford to pay those fees and would be forced to probably get themselves into a legal situation where they don't leave the country. But anyway, that's a different story. So they infer that you haven't uploaded your biometric data, but there is no process in the UK to upload your biometric data. Therefore, they force you to leave to upload your biometric data. So that's what she's going to do this morning in Dubai. So as far as I'm aware, the documents, the originals are handed over in Dubai today, and apparently they're sent to Sheffield to be reviewed. So my question would be, why don't we just go to Sheffield? Why make people leave to the US, to India, to Dubai at a substantial cost, to have documents uploaded, handed over, and then sent to the UK for review? Now, I could be wrong, but that's what I've been told the process is by a legal firm. So it's just a strange... In the day and age of applications and high-tech and documents can be reviewed, you know, to force people to go to another country to have their documents viewed, is it's a strange situation.
Look, I hope you get sorted eventually, Mick, and all the very best, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Morning.